and on 97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. I'm very pleased to have a guest this morning on our Sunday Morning Blues feature. Albert Collins in Adventures in Babysitting is in that scene, and Albert Collins was one of the fine artists on Alligator Records, and what we have and will be giving away sometime during the show, I'll tell you more, 50 years of genuine house rock and music. It's a 3-CD set with an amazing booklet in it, and our guest is Bruce Iglauer. Bruce is the founder of Alligator Records, and 50 years, wow, I mean, you've been at it for a while. So, Albert Collins, you were there in the room when they filmed that scene?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I not only produced Albert's records, we also managed him for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we were close personal friends. So I was there for the shoot and just enjoying. Albert was having such a great time. And the band wasn't his regular band. I put that band together around him. They all knew each other. But it was just, Albert was a natural actor, and he stepped right into the scene and was delivering the lines right each time. I saw him do this, too, with learning songs. I literally saw him learn a song one afternoon and record it that night, and it was on a Grammy-nominated album.
97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. Bruce Iglauer is our guest, and he's from Alligator Records. The 50 years of genuine house rock and music. You started really with Hound Dog Taylor, and we're going to hear something from an artist I saw right before we had to shut down because of the pandemic, and that's Tinsley Ellis. We're going to hear a song about ice cream in hell, but before we get there, why don't we just get to the beginning of how you started the label, because I think it's absolutely fascinating, Bruce, that you were just showing up in Chicago.
Right, right. I moved to Chicago because I had fallen in love with the blues, and I got a job as a shipping clerk at Delmark Records, a blues and jazz label, for a healthy $30 a week, and I guess all the vinyl I could eat. And I was going out every night to the blues clubs in Chicago, and there were dozens of them, you know, on the south side and the west side, you know, in areas that were about 99% black. And one of the clubs I went to, I heard about, was a club called Florence's Lounge, where they only had music on Sunday afternoons. I walked into Florence's Sunday in January of 1970, and I heard the happiest blues I had ever heard in my life. It was Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. It was three guys, no bass player, two electric guitars, and a drum set. Everything turned up as loud as they could through very cheap guitars, very cheap amplifiers. And the place was full of people who were dancing and drinking, and I've never seen three people have so much fun playing music together. And I listened to it, and I thought, this has got to get recorded. You know, it wasn't crying your beer blues at all. It was just the opposite. It was, you know, you feel like crying your beer? Well, get up and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And Hound Dog had this huge grin, and it was just smile-inducing music, and so danceable that even I, who have three left feet, could dance to it. And I went back to my boss and tried to convince him to record this band, but I couldn't talk him into it. So in 1971, at the age of 23, I started a record label to record my favorite band. And now, 50 years later, I've got a record label to record my favorite bands.
It's a wonderful story because you really did it all out of like a small apartment at first, and it was just you, and then it grew to over 20 people. And how did the ball get rolling from the early days to where you knew I'm really going to do this? And so you were definitely in the right place at the right time.
Chicago is still the most active blues scene in the country with the most musicians. But at that time, there were even more. On a Saturday night, I could hear 40 different bands or more on the south side and the west side, mostly in little clubs that had no sign, that did no advertising, and people just heard about it on the street, heard about it from their neighbors. When I started, I was indeed in a one-room apartment. I was sleeping on a mattress on the floor, and I had just enough money to make one record with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, which was called, by the way, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. We recorded it in 8 hours, a direct-to-two-track. We mixed it as we went. No coming back. Whatever sounded right was the final mix. And I went on the road visiting DJs and visiting distributors and got a fair amount of radio play because it was those glory years that started actually in San Francisco with Tom Donahue on the radio, the glory years of progressive rock FM. Mm-hmm. So those stations were able to play a lot of blues and some jazz and some folk and some country and some world music because each DJ was programming his own show or her own show. So I started at the right time in 1971, but I had to sell enough of that first Hound Dog Taylor record to make a second record. And then I had to sell enough of that second record to make a third record. So it was a constant struggle till about 1979. And you mentioned Albert Collins. Well, you know, Albert was the first non-Chicago artist that I signed. And Albert came with an existing reputation. He had been on a couple of big labels. He had played the Fillmore and places like that. And I came, brought him to Chicago, and with my co-producer, Dick Sherman, we went in the studio with kind of an all-star group of Chicago musicians and just let him loose. And nobody had ever let Albert loose in the studio. Albert was such a thrilling guitar player mm-hmm. because he played with his whole body. He played from the toes up. He was such a muscular player, and he played barehanded, and his hands were like steel. If you felt them, he used to soak them in brine to make the skin tougher.
Wow!
So he could pick the strings, and he played it at full volume, and then he sang, and it would bring it down and sing in this very quiet conversational voice, and then crank it right back up again. So we captured that in the studio with a record called Ice Pickin', and that was a record that kind of turned the corner for Alligator and made us more than a Chicago blues label, made us a national label and an international label. So Albert really blessed us.
And I did play Blue Monday Hangover from Albert Collins. That was from the 1980 Frostbite album as part of the show last week on 97.7 The River. This Lobster Sunday brunch features because of my love for the blues. Because when I first moved to California and I couldn't get a job, I cooked in that nightclub I mentioned. But later on, years later, I became director of marketing, first director of production and director of marketing and production for the company that produced all the House of Blues radio shows. So I got to reignite my love of the blues by doing that, even as a DJ around the Bay Area. Roy Buchanan is somebody I saw at the same club that I saw Johnny Winter back up Muddy Waters, and John Lee Hooker at the Keystone in Palo Alto is what it was, would hang out at the bar. I got to buy him a drink.
He was a sweet guy. Mm-hmm. I love going out to clubs, and one of the ways that I choose musicians is I choose them because of the quality of their live performance. You know, blues is a music that you don't sit in your bedroom with a synthesizer and create blues. You create blues and learn how to perform blues in front of a live audience.
Right.
And what makes blues musicians great is their ability to reach the emotions of that audience, to make them excited, to reach in and kind of massage their souls, if that's not too poetic. I believe that. I think that this music is healing music. And so I go out to gigs a lot. You know, this pandemic has really squelched my life. Because I would be out, 4 or 5 nights a week.
97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. We're talking to Bruce Iglauer, who is the founder and I guess still president.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And worked every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Sundays and holidays. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays.
It never ends.
Often well into the night. I have this great staff, but a lot of it falls on me.
The great thing about this collection, Alligator Records 50 Years of Genuine House Rock and Blues, is that all the information on every song is in the booklet, plus some words from you at the front. And we're going to give one away towards the end of the show, because I'm going to bring another one of your contemporary artists, because not only did you bring in the blues masters, but you've continued to find fantastic blues artists. And at a place called the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, I got to see Tinsley Ellis, and I interviewed him before he got to town, and that was February of 2020, so that was just a few weeks before everything got shut down. And one of the songs I liked from the album that had just come out, Ice Cream in Hell. And since this is a Midsummer Lobster Sunday brunch on 97.7 The River, I'm going to play that song. What, tell us a little bit about Tinsley.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I said I choose artists by live performances. I had heard some things that Tinsley recorded on a little label, and I flew down to Atlanta. He knew, I use this phrase, he knew the important notes. He didn't just fill up a lot of space with a lot of notes. He picked those notes that reached out and grabbed me. And he played with and does still play with such intensity, he wouldn't really call himself a blues man. He'd say he was a southern rocker, very influenced by the blues. His two biggest influences are Duane Allman and Freddie King. Tinsley is he's done a lot of albums. He's actually left Alligator twice and come back, but I think of Alligator as a family. Not just as a label. So as I told Tinsley the first time he left, you can leave the label, but you can't leave the family. And even during the time he was gone, where he discovered the grass was not greener on the other side of the fence with another label, we remained really good friends, and we are to this day. He's just an incredibly nice guy, huge social conscience, really smart, and just a sweetheart.
And we're going to play this song right now on 97.7 The River, Classic Rock for the North Bay. It's our Sunday Morning Blues feature, and Bruce Iglauer from Alligator Records is our guest. I want to talk about the ceremonial things that happen in Chicago to celebrate the 50 years of genuine house rock and music, which this cut is included in the 3-CD set. Ice Cream in Hell on 97.7 The River, Classic Rock for the North Bay, and we'll be back with Bruce.